This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Those are the church bells at Cathedral Basilica in Denver celebrating the announcement of a new pope this morning. Last hour, the church started a special mass for Robert Francis Prevost, who will lead the Catholic Church as Pope Leo XIV. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis says he hopes the new pope, quote, follows the path of the late Pope Francis of love and kindness for all who walk the earth. We'll have more coverage throughout the day and tonight on All Things Considered. State lawmakers passed a measure yesterday meant to make Uber and Lyft rides safer. The bill is now headed to the governor, but it's unclear if he will veto it. Uber has threatened to leave Colorado if it becomes law, and Polis says he wants to make sure that doesn't happen. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford is the lead sponsor of the bill. She says she was sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver last year.
Governor, I beg you, stand with survivors. Not just in words, but in law. Sign this bill.
If it does become law, it would require rideshare companies to give drivers and passengers the option of audio and video recording each trip. It would also prevent drivers from offering food and drink and give passengers the right to sue drivers or the company in some cases rather than go through arbitration. Law enforcement agencies have uncovered a massive drug distribution network that sprawled from Westminster all the way to Oregon and Mexico. In several drug busts, investigators uncovered more than 100 pounds of fentanyl and methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, and guns. In Colorado, at least 13 people face criminal charges. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 106. Stay tuned for BBC NewsHour.